It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Yesterday, Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan announced his decision not to charge Madison Police Officer Matt Kenny after a two-month investigation. In March, Officer Kenny shot and killed Tony Robinson, an unarmed 19-year-old African-American. Here is Ozan announcing his decision.
I conclude that this tragic and unfortunate death was the result of a lawful use of deadly police force, and that no charges should be brought against Officer Kenny in the death of Tony Robinson Jr.
Since that announcement, there have been peaceful protests and demonstrations around Madison. Today, the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition organized several protests called Blackout Wednesday and headed demonstrations in front of the Dane County Courthouse.
We're continuing our coverage of these events today with Andrea Irwin, Tony Robinson's mother, and Jerome Flowers, a friend of the family. Andrea, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
And Jerome, thanks for coming up here.
Thanks for having us.
Andrea, did you find out this announcement at the same time the rest of us did yesterday afternoon, or did you hear from the DA in advance of that?
I found out that his decision was not to indict in those exact words yesterday, as everyone else did. However, I was given the 48-hour notice of the decision on Mother's Day. And I was also given the impression of the non-indictments. I knew that it was going to be that when I got the 48-hour notice.
And when you actually heard the news yesterday afternoon, you had been expecting it, but what was your reaction to hear the reality that there wasn't going to be an indictment?
Well, after the statement that was read and the what was said as far as the statements of the boys, and it was a lot of not correct information. So by the time we got to the non-decision, I was very upset. So, and I ended up having to leave the room.
And Jerome, you've both been watching for the latest on the protest since you've got here. Did you just come over here from the protest going on in Madison?
No, we were not at the protest that is going on currently. We were taking care of some other things in regards to the case.
And what do you make of what you've seen of the protests so far today?
From what I know so far, you know, we encourage people to use their voice to exercise their frustration, their opinions, because this doesn't just impact the family, this impacts the community. It has shook and rocked the community in ways I don't think a lot of residents in Madison was prepared for.
Now, before getting back to the announcement yesterday, before announcing his decision or any of the facts even surrounding the case, Ozan laid out his own racial background and his experiences. Let's give a listen.
I am a man who understands the pain of unjustified profiling, and I am the first district attorney of color, not only in Dane County, but in the state of Wisconsin. I make note of this because it is through this lens that I approach and accept my leadership responsibility.
So that was a kind of the preamble before he got into the incident itself. Andrea, what did you make of that, talking about that to set it up?
Irrelevant. I just felt it was irrelevant. I mean, we all know that he is the first biracial district attorney. I just felt like it was laid out there like that to have a connection with the black community. But I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with the fact of the decision that was made. If it was based on facts, then that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I want to chime in. I agree that it was irrelevant, but I want to chime into the irony of it, because district attorney and the police department has minimized race in terms of the impact it had on Matt Kenny's decision to decide to shoot and kill Tony. So they've been trying to minimize the role that race has played in Kenny's decision. Then to turn around and use race and say, because of my race, that builds credibility for the DA to make his decision because of race. So you can't have it both ways. So not only was it highly irrelevant and, like I said, had nothing to do, but it was also, you know, also insult.
Talking to Tony Robinson's mother, Andrea Irwin, and Jerome Flowers, a friend to the family. Following up on that point, you said they're downplaying the issue of race in the decision, in the shooting, the decision to use lethal force here. Andrea, can you talk about that a little more?
Yeah, I mean, it's been said from the beginning that it's been, you know, they don't believe that Matt Kenny was, that when he shot my son because he was a black man, you know, they tried to base it on the whole facts of, you know, erratic behavior. And it's always been a non-issue of race, but trying to make sure that the people in the city don't get upset and keeping everything peaceful. And then, yeah, just like he said, you know, to turn around and then use an issue of race as a reason why people should trust your judgment to making a decision on Matt Kenny killing my son, which shouldn't be about race, you know, that's contradictory in and of itself.
And we heard in what the DA presented, and I think it's going to be coming out with information, Officer Kenny said he was worried. He said he was being attacked. He was worried that his gun would be taken, used against him, used against others. Do you see that as part of a reason, part of his state of mind in this incident?
Well, let me just say with the... That's a lot of thinking that happened in 20 seconds. And also the DA said for part of that, Kenny was unconscious. So it's hard for me to follow that logic. So the encounter only took 20 seconds before, you know, shots were fired in a duration. But in that, he was supposed to assess the home to see if there was anybody else in trouble. Struggle and scuffle with Tony, be knocked down. Then Tony try to grab that's I can't even explain that in 20 seconds, you know, the scenario in terms of what was supposed to happen in Kenny's testimony that all took place in 20 seconds for part of which he was unconscious for.
That said, though, it was a difficult moment, a difficult 20 seconds. He made a decision quickly. I don't want to try to psychoanalyze here too much. It was a tough position to be in, and he made a decision that that we regret the outcome of. But do you think, given all that, that there should be criminal charges?
Absolutely. First of all, we only know that that situation was a tough situation because of that's what Matt Kenny said. There is a point on the dash cam video where Matt Kenny disappears into the house. Those 20 seconds where all of the difficulties are at are not on video, not on audio, and it is only the word of a man who just fired 7 shots into a 19-year-old person's body. So that is to be left up to someone's opinions. And honestly, the forensics don't match what his statement is. We've got our own investigation that's been done, and the things that are what truth really is will end up coming out. But there's, you know, to be able to reenact what Matt Kenny said happened and put that all together and make it fit in a 20-second time frame, I don't think I could do it. I'd like to see if the police would do it, because I know they didn't.
Do you plan to file a civil suit?
Yes.
Do you have a time in mind? Is that going to happen soon, or are you still working on investigation and details right now?
We're working on the investigation. My lawyers are going over all of the paperwork. We're going over the autopsy report, and we don't have a timeline for that. There's no rush for anything. I want to make sure the one thing that is the most important to me is the accountability of Matt Kenny as far as him murdering my son. The civil suit is something that, you know, I could care less whether or not that doesn't happen for 15 years. I want the man to be able to have to sit and have to pay for what he's done to my child and not have to be able to go across and finish his life where my son's life is gone.
And so remember, just you know, deciding to pursue criminal charges doesn't mean Matt Kenny would have been guilty. It's just saying that there's a possibility that some could have happened. And given Kenny's history, you know, he's already had a killing on the job in a controversial manner, in the 2007 killing of Ronald Brandon, I believe. Mm-hmm. Ex-wife Susan called in minutes before and radioed in to 911 dispatch that it was a fake gun. Two other officers arrived on the scene with Kenny, but neither decided their life was in danger and then to fire shots. And Kenny again arrived on the scene and within seconds fired fatal shots. So He also has an extensive history, you know, of excessive use of force. So when you're looking at those type of things, you have to keep that in mind when we're trying to say, if something possibly could have happened, given those circumstances.
We'll leave it there for now. Jerome, thanks for coming up today.
Thank you.
Andrea, thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
That was Andrea Irwin, Tony Robinson's mother, and Jerome Flowers, a friend of Tony Robinson's family, with us to talk about the Dane County District Attorney's decision not to charge the police officer who shot Robinson.